Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with regional news. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, the Indian contingent finished its campaign by living up to the commitment of East Bar, So Par, with a record haul of 107 medals, including 28 gold, 38 silver, and 41 bronze. This outstanding feat surpassed India's previous best of 70 medals at the Jakarta Asian Games in 2018. This is the second time India has won more than 100 medals in any of the three major games, the Olympics, Commonwealth Games, and the Asian Games. They had won 101 medals in the 2010 Commonwealth Games in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness over the historic performance of the Indian contingent in the Asian Games. Congratulating the winners, he said, "Entire nation is overjoyed that our incredible athletes have brought home the highest ever total of 107 medals, the best ever performance in the last 60 years. Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Purnock on Saturday called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi and apprised him of the developmental initiatives in the state. The governor briefed the Prime Minister on the progress of settlement of border issues with neighboring Assam and other coordination issues being undertaken to ensure security in Tuira, Changlang and Longding districts. The governor, who has toured a number of vibrant border villages selected under the Vibrant Villages program, shared his observation with Prime Minister. He said that all-weather road connectivity, strong and reliable internet connectivity and augmentation of health and education infrastructure are top priority areas which are being pursued by the state. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer, CEO, cum Commissioner Urban Development, Pavan Kumar Sain, has said an hour of reading daily is a must for everyone, whether rich or poor, rural or urban, student or an officer. Talking of his school days with poor exposure to English language, Sain explained how systematic reading habits enabled him to improve and master English language. He was addressing a gathering of students, library volunteers, teachers and officers at Teju today in the valedictory function of the third batch of Read Aloud Sessions for All RASA 2023 training organized jointly by the Bambusa Library, Denning College for Teacher Education and the Education Department. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the time has come to uproot terrorism from the country. He said to deal with terrorism, we will now have to work towards zero-tolerance strategy and zero-tolerance action. Shah was addressing the 49th All India Police Science Congress held in Dehradun on Saturday. The Home Minister said that for India's progress, the country's law and order, internal security and border security will have to be strengthened. Shah said that in the last 9 years, the central government has made significant achievements in improving law and order in Jammu and Kashmir, the left-wing extremist region, and the northeast. Health Minister Aluli Bang divulged that a full-fledged cancer hospital is in the offing. Quote, "A full-fledged cancer hospital with requisite staff and technologies is in the pipeline, and I am sure we'll soon have our own cancer hospital to make Arunachal Pradesh a cancer-free state," unquote, said Levang. He was addressing a gathering after inaugurating a three-day cancer detection and awareness camp at St. Clair College Auditorium at Jiro in presence of Agriculture Minister Tage Taki and other dignitaries on Saturday. The health minister informed that similar camps would be held in Papumpare and Pasighat, where cancer cases are also high. A special POPSO court in Pasighat sentenced a 33-year-old man, Kalen Apang, to 20 years in prison and life imprisonment for sexually assaulting and impregnating his minor stepdaughter. The case dates back to 23rd March 2022, when a written complaint was lodged at Jingying Police Station in Upper Siang District by the District Child Protection Unit to the effect that Kalen had sexually assaulted his minor stepdaughter in 2019 and again committed same offence on the 13-year-old even after released on bail. West Kameng District Administration has initiated a program called Sena Pradarshan. The program entails a monthly visit during which approximately 75 school students will be taken to the Ball of Fire Army Museum at Tenga on the first Saturday of every month. This initiative aims to foster a deeper understanding and appreciation of nation's history and the dedicated service of Indian Army among the youths. On Saturday, a group of 76 students from various schools were taken to the museum, where they witnessed an array of photographs, weapons, equipment, artifacts, etc. on display from the Indian Army. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.